Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, this is going to be a marvelous segment. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast CEO with Hinako Consulting, Mr. Daniel Velick. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. Thanks for the invitation for this interview.
Well, Daniel, can you share a little bit about what you're doing for folks? What's happening in the world of Hinako Consulting?
Thank you. Well, so it's all around unified communications, right? So most people are familiar with cloud services, right? And if you're diving into the world of cloud, right, there are several different components. And one very important component is all around collaboration and communication technology. And being in the industry for 17 years, at first in Europe and in Asia, for several years in the US, based in Seattle, Washington, and mostly actually working between California and between Seattle, Washington, I can tell you that most customers and companies still have a struggle to understand what is the right approach, what's the right technology. How do you increase performance or collaboration and, you know, exchange of information in an organization? So Hinako is really around helping customers and helping companies to understand current technologies, understand how they can get used in the best way, and also how you can integrate all this cloud and hybrid technologies with what you potentially already have in your own company.
And since you've kind of run the gamut through your career working with some of the biggest names in cloud, is your consulting kind of platform agnostic?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the question. So a little bit about my background on different platforms and providers, right? So I spent many, many years with Microsoft and Skype for Business. I have worked in partnership with Amazon, Google, Facebook, with some other companies in the market, RingCentral, 8x8, right? Spent also some time really implementing projects in Europe, in Western Europe. You can hear that probably with my accent. So I am from Western Europe. Have done projects with companies like that, including also Cisco and Polycom in Southeast Asia. And also was in the team that shipped Skype for Business and Skype for Business Online, Office 365, E5, for example, that's the telephony and cloud PBX component. So I was in the team that shipped it into the market in 2015 and 2016. And after so many years in large organizations, right, and working with those big companies, I have found there's a huge opportunity to help partners, ISVs, customers to build their own solutions on the top of those platforms, but also to help customers that adopt in the right way and choose the right technology depending on their business needs.
Now, how does a company kind of stay up to date with all this? Because it seems like the technology changes so rapidly. If you follow any type of technology news, you're bombarded with, oh, I got to pay attention to bots or AI or virtual reality. How do I know which is the thing that's going to stick around? And how, if once I make that choice, how am I able to integrate some of that stuff into my operation?
Yeah, that's the tricky question, of course, right? I would say, first of all, it always starts with whatever business requirements you have in terms of collaboration, the communication aspect. And then really it's around what kind of technology do you already have in your company and what is the size of your organization? Because, for example, if you're a smaller company, you might not want to go with a full-blown integration and your own, where you need your own data center or a hybrid integration with some sort of cloud environment. And if you're an enterprise organization, right, then for sure you have a certain amount of complexity. And there's usually an integration of cloud components with what you have. And perhaps there's a migration possible in the future. So it really starts with an assessment on what you have in terms of business requirements, technical requirements, how your workforce communicates and collaborates, and what kind of tools and business application you have in your environment. So once you understand that, right, then it's really a mapping of, okay, what is possible now, right? What is out there that really maps the requirements that you have? And it seems simple, right? And it sounds simple. Many companies would say, well, let's just go with Microsoft or let's just go with Amazon. But if you dive into the details, then you really find out there's so much complexity in it, right? So being in that industry and worked with hundreds, perhaps even thousands of customers over the years, you know, in the US and also globally, I've seen so many organizations struggling, right, with understanding what's there, keeping up with that, and also have a very good plan and right ecosystem of partners and professionals that will support you and that will guide you, not only in the business case and on the planning side, but also in the implementation, in supporting whatever you need, right? And maybe just quick, right? So that's one side of how you usually start. The second thing is many companies starting to build their own business applications. So let's say you have, for example, Salesforce, right? And you want to run Skype for Business on it, right? Mm-hmm. So that you have for your marketing campaigns an end-to-end solution. Things like this, right? Need some sort of customization. And especially in this customization to meet your business requirements, this is where I find a lot of opportunity to help customers and a lot of opportunity to act as kind of an analyst type service that at first tells you what is the future, what is the direction, and then really going into business cases and in what you want to achieve and then map and work with the right technology partner to really make it happen.
Now, how do you serve the companies that are kind of in this high growth acquisition mode when they're integrating they bring a new company on board, this company might use different technology. How do you make sure that, you know, you're choosing the right technology for the right type company, and especially when you're in a high growth mode where there's so much change?
Yeah, exactly. So I would say, you know, most companies already started with something, right? So they have, let's say, I thought before about Microsoft, they might have, you know, Link or Skype for Business, or they might have Cisco, or they might have something in place, right? And if you really look into this organizations, right, then they usually have a plan to reduce costs or to gain more efficiency or to see things like Slack and Teams or RingCentral or whatever the companies are with their solutions. They see something popping up, right? So there's some interest in doing things differently. The second thing is that, you know, communication collaboration is really changing. So that means the way how we communicate via instant messaging or file sharing or video conferencing, right? It's changing because the technology allows you to add on components that you haven't thought about before. So you talked about AI, but also VR is a component, right? That heavily influences, you know, some of the vertical industries and how they communicate and collaborate with each other. So if you think about car manufacturing, right, or retail or whatever, right? So bots and artificial intelligence is changing business processes, communication processes, right? And so how to help is really to start somewhere, right? So pretty much every organization has something, right? And I work from basically that endpoint, right? So let's say you have Cisco or Microsoft, then let's have a look on what is the gap today, right? Where you have your silos, where, you know, the exchange of information or collaboration breaks down. And then you really can assess, okay, is it something that we can fix on the technology side, or is it something on the processes side? Or maybe you just integrate it in the right way or roll it out in the right way, right? So there's a wide range. In order to deliver an end-to-end solution, you have to dive in on, okay, what do you have? Where are the problem areas? Can we map it with the current technology? Or is it a different platform, different technology that will fill the gap? And maybe one last thing on that one. It's, I found myself in, when you're going through RFPs from a customer perspective, right? Or you're looking for the right solution in the market, it's not an easy thing. You spend a lot of time with searching, understanding, talking with the manufacturers, going to conferences, talking with partners. So being in the middle of everything, I found myself extremely helpful for those companies to engage and then to help and actually build projects like this and to implement the right technology and deliver those communication scenarios that you actually might have in mind.
Now, do you ever work with maybe industries that have been slow to embrace technology and are like coming along, and then maybe they're not ready yet for an AI or virtual reality, but it's something in their future or in the roadmap, and you can help them kind of get their feet wet, tested in a safe manner, and then slowly implement the change?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I see three different things, right? So one thing is organizations that are moving extremely fast, right? And they say, hey, well, we want to have a fully automated contact center or a fully automated customer care environment, right? And, you know, I see a lot of innovation in healthcare or in finance happening and a lot of speed up there, basically, in order to compete more efficiently, in order to have some innovation, especially on the customer care side, right? The second thing is I see companies coming up with ideas and scenarios that that are hard to deliver, right? Because it's really cutting edge of technology, or the integration is that complex that there is a high risk that not everything is possible to deliver, or maybe not at that very moment, right? Or you have to work on with some sort of prototypes. And I see some of the projects there. It's mostly around, in some areas of AI, in some areas of VR, right? So virtual reality. And then that's really the third thing. It's the most common thing where, you know, companies would say, well, we want to have A, B, and C, and we want to migrate from our current platform into a cloud platform, and we want to add cloud telephony or cloud communications and so on, right? But they don't know the details of the different offerings and platforms and solutions today. And the problem is always, if you go to one of the manufacturers, of course, you get a nice presentation. Of course, they want to win you as a customer.
Right.
So to have someone who is neutral and comes in and tells you, hey, here are the gaps, the advantages, and this is what the roadmap looks like in all of the different platforms and how you can integrate it with whatever you have, that is key. And that I've seen most customers struggling and also need that kind of support.
And that's where you can kind of play a really important role, right? As being kind of this neutral arbiter and determining what is the right fit, not just based on some good sales presentation, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So to mapping that out in terms of speed, right? Maybe one more thing on your question earlier, right? So you see all sorts of things, right? I mean, a traditional project can take months. For some companies, it's a 3 month prototype. And for some other companies, it takes 16, 18 months to implement something, right? I have worked with large banks or government organizations that they need more time because there's so much compliance and security and additional components in that is not included out of the box in you know the offerings that you get, let's say, from a Microsoft or Cisco or whatever. So there is some customization needed, and you have to know that market really well. In terms of industry experience, right? So it's funny because I've worked with so many different platform provider, including also infrastructure, data center, communications, cloud, and so on. So I see myself as an industry expert, and also published books and articles on communications and the future of collaboration. And just at the very moment, I'm working on a new book that will get published in 2018, that will go into, let's say, what do you have in terms of technology by Amazon, Microsoft, Facebook, Polycom, Genesis, you know, all the different companies that provide in communication services, collaboration services, but also customer care and AI technology, right? And I'm working with those companies on that next book, right? And basically providing, again, a kind of a industry guideline that will be published, and hopefully it's interesting for customers. At the same time, that's exactly the service that I'm offering, but not only on PowerPoint presentations and talking about it, also really working with those vendors and with those customers and really to get something realized and to get something in place, right?
So now, when you're dealing with this type of complexity and this type of change when you're working with these organizations, I saw in your LinkedIn profile that you are you had taken some classes or involved with the Pathwise leadership. Can you talk a little bit about how that helps you in your work in implementing some of this change?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say it's a funny thing, right? Because working with so many different industries and regions, right? I'm still learning, of course, right? There's a lot that I can offer, but at the same time, you learn through, you know, the experience and you learn through what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. So at a specific point in my career, I found out that I worked so heavily with executive teams around the globe, right? Chinese customers, Japanese customers, European customers, right? Mega companies in the US and in Europe. And of course, also I had to drive technology innovation for the organizations that I worked in, right? And then I realized, okay, in my personal development, there are certain things that you have to do better, right? So there are things like, do you really understand the audience, the personas, right? Where people are coming from, what kind of their motive is, how you can approach them better, how can you build a better strategy and build, you know, an environment and getting teams, individuals, up to executives together to support something and to make something happen. And I would call it an art. It's not easy. And in every organization, every culture in a company, but also regional, is different, right? And so Pathfinder's leadership really provided me an opportunity, and I'm just in a second year right now, where you learn a lot about your own strengths and weaknesses, right? Your own personality and why things happen in your daily, you know, work and in your daily life. And you're learning tools and strategies on how you can deal better and how you can be a better manager or be a better consultant or be a better person in terms of how you collaborate and how you work with others. And I really can tell you, I can highly recommend this program. It's an executive leadership training program, but at the same time, anyone can consume it. I can honestly tell you that, and it helps you so much to see the things that you haven't seen before and do whatever you do in a better way, because you get more awareness of your environment, of yourself, and how you're more successful in whatever you do.
So you think it's helped you and it's going to help you in implementing this type of complex change into an organization?
Absolutely. So that one and the combination that I studied strategic and also change management with my, so I have two master studies that I finished in UK on that. And, you know, but then even you have the theory, right? You have, okay, this is how it would work, right? But then the real life tells you, of course, something different, right? And Pathfinder is really a real life training, right? That brings you, okay, this is how it works, right? And this is how you can do it. And yes, the quality of my engagements, of my relationships, and of basically how I work with executive teams in very large companies, but also in medium-sized companies, right? And how you deal with, how can I say, you know, in sounds funny when I'm saying that, but how you deal with, you know, relationships or conflicts or, you know, connections that are easier to manage, but some of them are very difficult to manage. How can you be still successful? That is definitely something that you learn with Pathfinder.
Now, are you seeing anything right now, any trends or opportunities that the audience should be aware of?
Absolutely. So there are a couple of things, and, you know, I probably could talk for a long time about it. So I keep myself short as possible. But here are a couple of things that you really should consider, right? No matter where you are in terms of your technology stack and how you, you know, communicate and collaborate today in your business, really think about it, right? Collaboration and communication is the key element of everything that we do every single day, right? So to have the right technology, the right tools, the right processes, and the right idea on how you run it and how you improve it with whatever comes into the market and all the advantages and developments that are happening is very a key element that you are more efficient, competitive in a positive way, and that you achieve more, right? And in a way, a lot of companies also need to implement those kind of technologies to attract the right workforce, right? And be attractive and grow also in terms of the next generation of information workers, right? That will work in your company. So the short version of that is really you have to really, you know, look into cloud in terms of platform as a service, infrastructure as a service, software as a service. And also, you know, there's a trend right now. We're going from data center and infrastructure more and more into cloud services and hybrid technologies where you have some components in your company, most components probably in the cloud. And then, you know, you have different teams in your company, right? So you have developer teams, infrastructure teams, information worker teams, so on. So sometimes what I really can see is that those are different cloud components, right? And they're merging with each other. So cross-cloud and multi-cloud becomes a new standard pretty soon. Platform as a service, right? Micro-segmentation in terms of how you build your applications, how you run your applications more efficiently, right? And also how you bring different cloud environments together to talk with each other, right? And to have a common set of APIs and integration, right? And have business applications from one cloud talking with the infrastructure that you have in the next cloud, right?
Right.
That is definitely something that I'm seeing coming. And maybe on the top of that, as we talked about AI and VR, right? So how we collaborate and communicate VR will totally change. So AR and VR will change how we consume content, right? How we consume meetings, right? How we share information. And then AI will get just extremely smart, right? From the simple home system that you have, where you can turn off and turn on your light switches, to have a full-fledged interaction with an AI bot that can help you to find information, connect to your doctor, connect to your car dealer, insurance company, and basically take 60-70% of that work in upfront and will support you before you even talk to a real person. So the next 3 to 5 years, you will see a lot of those innovations happening where more and more becomes cloud. Cloud with cloud will talk and collaborate and communicate with each other more. So even you have Amazon or Microsoft, there will be more components that can talk with each other. And on the top of that, you will see some very high-end innovation, and AI and robotics will be an add-on to all the collaboration, communication, and cloud technology that you already see in the market, right? You just have to accelerate it forward in the next couple of years. There's a lot of very interesting stuff coming. However, you really have to keep on top of that. And even being an industry expert and doing so much in the industry with those companies in Silicon Valley, I can tell you it's not an easy task to stay on the top of that, right? So it's even more difficult for customers that are not in that network and that only consuming this technology to find out what to do and what's the next step.
And don't you find that businesses are going to be surprised by the speed of which this stuff is going to be happening in the near future?
I would answer it like this, right? I think technology also comes in waves, right? So there's definitely a time frame where you see more settling down of technology because it's more that people are consuming what is there. And then you have some times in the industry where, you know, something happens and just innovations going on and going on, right? I would say right now, there's a time where a lot of innovation is going on, right? And it's not always consistent, but right now there's really a lot of new stuff going into coming into the market, right? Just think about it, right? Microsoft has the big Ignite conference end of September. So they will announce the future of unified communications collaboration. There will be a lot of AI, content that they are representing, right? Because they're changing their strategy from mobile first and cloud first to AI first, right? You have something similar by Cisco. You see partnerships between companies like VMware and Amazon. Amazon is putting a lot of effort into Chaim and Connect and into AI integration, not only for consumer, but also for businesses, right? So I think right now is a very interesting time frame, and a lot of things are happening right now. And I think there's also a lot of opportunity for not only for me as, you know, a consultant or expert working with companies in the market, but also to, you know, consume technology that's really cutting edge and increase, lower your cost, increasing your performance, and having some really excellent stuff to offer to your customers, right?
Now, what is the pain that a company's having where they might be best served to call you?
I would say the pain, they have multiple pains. I'm happy to help, right? So one pain is definitely complexity, right? What to do, you know, it's so hard to know, you know, what's happening around all these different solutions in the market and what's the best thing to use and how they're all integrating with each other, right? And the complexity is enormous, right? That's one problem. The second thing is, let's say they already chose a provider like, let's say Microsoft, right? Or let's say Amazon. Then the next thing is, okay, so now I want to consume Chime and Connect, or I want to consume Skype for Business or Teams, right? So how do I do that with all my 17 business applications and with my 3 different cloud services? Can you help us to get a plan together, an architecture, an infrastructure, a high-level concept on how we can, you know, consume that and how we do this? That's the second thing. And the third thing is really now they're in the execution. So they have the plan and they have the design, and they're reaching out to me and would say, well, can you help us? We need a partner. We need consultants that can actually do those things. And then I'm working with my partners. They can be in the compliance space or in the security space or in the infrastructure space together to get you whatever you need and to really make it happen, right? So I'm more efficient and more engaged on the design, on the consulting side, on getting something in place, getting a plan in place that is deep and has all the details that you need. And then, you know, I'm supporting the execution and implementation. That's really much the third thing that customers are asking on, okay, who's the right resource in the market and who can really make it happen. And I want to say on one thing, it's super important, right? I have seen so many projects failing, not because the plan was bad, but because the wrong resources got engaged. Doesn't matter if they are coming from large companies or from expert teams or from incubation teams or whatever, right? So I have seen a lot of consulting services or partners then basically destroying a project because you engage the wrong resources. They don't know what they're doing, super expensive, and you will never get to the point that you actually had in mind, right? So it's another one where quality and assurance and quality control is something where customers are reaching out to me.
Now, are there certain industries that you have a sweet spot in?
So I would summarize it like this, right? I give you two answers on that, right? So I'm kind of engaged with any vertical industry, right? Mostly right now, finance, healthcare, and probably also, you know, technology partners that just building something, right? So I'm also working with startups and companies that building a solution on the top of a platform, and they need consulting on how to do that, right? That's a kind of a new market. But I have done something similar when I was at Microsoft, so that's kind of an extension to that. And from a customer perspective, it's really, you know, medium to large companies in any industry, mostly finance, healthcare, and insurance that need to go out of the legacy and old stuff that they have to something more innovative, right? So they're bringing me basically in as an advisor. And the second thing that I wanted to say is a lot of the consulting is really not only technology consulting, but I'm also offering product management and product marketing consulting. So some of the companies that I'm working with, they have a solution, let's say on the top of Chime or Connect or Skype or Business or Teams, but they don't know how to bring it to market. So this is something that I'm very much offering because I have a lot of go-to-market and product management experience. And product management is the second thing, right? Where I'm going in and I would tell you, well, so here's the platform, here are the components, here are your developer teams. This is actually how you build the product, right? This is how you build that solution on top of whatever you choose is your platform. And then I can even work on the GTM side, on the marketing side, with your team and with your marketing executives to build a GTM plan so that you can really bring this thing to market.
Daniel, where can our listeners go to learn more about you and your work and have a conversation about some of these topics with you or somebody on your team? What's the best way for them to connect with you?
Oh, thanks. That's a great question. So the best place really, if you have a look in LinkedIn or in Xing or in Facebook or in Twitter, you're looking for Hanako Consulting, right? You will find my company. It's a blue logo. It's a blue cloud logo. And then basically what you can do is just message me through that profile. And there's also some information that you will find. I'm just launching a new website. So it will take a couple more days before that is online. Which will be also hanakoconsulting.com. But the best thing is probably social networking, right, and to get in contact with me. And you will find also my contact information in Twitter or in LinkedIn or basically in Xing and Facebook as well.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show this afternoon. We've got to do it again. We definitely want to have a conversation with you when you release your new book. So let's stay connected. But this has been informative, inspiring. And I know our listeners will appreciate learning more and having an opportunity to visit with you or someone on your team. So thanks for investing the energy to be with us today, man.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guest today, Daniel Velick with Hanako Consulting, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.